Why do some people like to visit historical sites? The reasons are clear why people like to visit historical sites. It's like stepping into a time machine, allowing people to connect with their roots and understand the rich tapestry of our culture. It's a chance to walk in the footsteps of our ancestors, feeling the weight of history around us. For many, it's a way to appreciate the sacrifices made by those who came before us and gain a deeper understanding of our identity. Moreover, historical sites often hold architectural marvels and stories that captivate the imagination. In a fast-paced world, these sites offer a serene escape, a chance to slow down and reflect on the intricate threads of our past. Why can it be difficult to look after historic towns and cities? Preserving historic towns and cities can be challenging due to the delicate balance between modernization and heritage conservation. Rapid urbanization and population growth often lead to increased pressure on these areas, with a demand for more infrastructure and housing. Striking the right balance between preserving historical charm and meeting contemporary needs can be a complex task. Additionally, maintaining old structures requires substantial resources, and sometimes bureaucratic hurdles can slow down restoration efforts. Furthermore, natural disasters and climate change can pose threats to these vulnerable areas. Despite these challenges, safeguarding the cultural and historical significance of such places is crucial to preserving our identity and heritage. Should governments protect historic towns and cities? Yes, it's essential for governments to protect historic towns and cities. These places hold our cultural heritage and provide insights into our history. Neglecting them would be like erasing our past. Governments have a responsibility to ensure these areas are preserved, as they attract tourism, which boosts local economies. Moreover, they are a source of national pride. However, protection should strike a balance between preservation and development. Sometimes, overzealous regulations can stifle economic growth, so it's crucial for governments to find a middle ground that safeguards the past while allowing for necessary progress and modernization. How can governments preserve historical buildings? Preserving historical buildings requires a multifaceted approach by governments. First, strict regulations should be in place to prevent demolition or alterations that compromise their historical integrity. Financial incentives, like tax breaks, can encourage private owners to maintain these structures. Public-private partnerships are valuable for restoration projects, as they share the financial burden. Additionally, creating museums or cultural centers within historical buildings helps educate the public about their significance. Regular maintenance is vital to prevent decay. Lastly, involving local communities fosters a sense of ownership and pride, ensuring that these treasures remain an integral part of our heritage for future generations. How may towns and cities change in the future? In the future, towns and cities in my country will likely undergo significant transformations. Urbanization will continue at a rapid pace, leading to the expansion of cities and the construction of more modern infrastructure. With advancements in technology, smart cities will become more common, improving efficiency and sustainability. However, this growth may also pose challenges like increased congestion and environmental concerns. The cultural landscape will evolve with a blend of tradition and modernity. To manage these changes successfully, urban planning and sustainable practices must be a priority, ensuring that our cities remain vibrant, livable, and environmentally friendly places for generations to come. What are the reasons why so many modern towns and cities have tall buildings? The prevalence of tall buildings in modern towns and cities can be attributed to several factors. Firstly, rapid urbanization and limited land availability makes vertical expansion a practical solution to accommodate growing populations. Secondly, tall buildings are often seen as symbols of economic progress and prosperity, reflecting a city's global status. Additionally, they promote efficient land use and can reduce commuting times. However, their construction may also lead to issues like overcrowding, increased energy consumption, and the loss of historic cityscapes. Striking a balance between modernization and preserving the cultural and environmental aspects of a city is a challenge many urban areas face today.